Ask your doctor if Skeletor is right for you. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thanks to Mr. Pratfall for that catchphrase submission. Hey, stick to pratfalls, am I right? No, that was a wonderful catchphrase. I doubt it's going to stick, mainly because it seems Skeletor-specific and not about Comedy Bang Bang, but I appreciate the attempt. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. My name is Scott Aukerman. I am the host of Comedy Bang Bang. Coming up a little later, we have someone who works in the film industry. This is very exciting because stars are back. So if I'm going to guess, I'm going to say it's maybe Leo DiCaprio or someone like that. Why not? Why can't Leo DiCaprio be on Comedy Bang Bang? And I do this a voice to him. No, we're saving that for our special co-host. Also, a little later, we have a vocal specialist. But before we get to our guest of honor, as we call them, sitting in the catbird seats here to promote something, again, stars are back, and we have none brighter than our star who's coming up. I do want to introduce our special co-host here who's was on the show maybe a few weeks back, about 2 months or so ago. And speaking of someone who we thought worked in the film industry, but I guess owns a pizza place, please welcome back to the show, Tony Soni.
Hey, oh, hey, hey, wow, listen to that crowd tonight. Hey, wow, Mamma Mia Pizzeria.
Mamma Maria Pizzeria, yeah, Baby Go Diarrhea, of course. welcome back to the show. It's so good to see you, Tony.
Hey, so good to see you, Scott. I missed you. Oh, I am grabbing your cheek.
Thank you so much. Yeah, ow, that a little too hard.
Cheeks now. I got your nose.
Oh, the cheeks and the nose. How do you have so many fingers that are prehensile?
My hands. They're big hands because I'm going to make the pizza pie.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Is that a prerequisite for making pizzas, is to have big just hands like hams?
Yeah, big sausages. That's what they want. Yeah.
Tell us, remind us about your story, because you were on the show a little bit a few weeks back, and why were you on the show again?
I was on the show because I give advice to Hollywood people. Like Jake Johnson's agent calls me up, says, "Is this going to be good for Jake?" I said, "I don't think so."
That's right. I believe Jake Johnson was on the show, and his PR person was calling what they thought was the Sony lot.
Yeah.
And instead, it was this pizza place that you run called Tony So New York.
That's right. That's right. Tony So New York. That's my pizza place. That's the biggest pizza pie you could get in all of New York.
How big are we talking?
Size of your fucking head. The biggest pizza.
That's not very big, honestly. That's the size of maybe a personal pan pizza.
Size of your fucking head.
Okay. Pepperoni. I don't know. I feel like I've ordered a bigger piece of pie.
Pepperoni,
there,
size of your eyeballs. Biggest pepperoni you've ever seen.
That's not big at all. Pepperonis sometimes are like as big as a mouth.
So pepperoni, size of your eyeballs. We got it.
You're talking a small, small pizza.
Cheese, size of your eyebrows.
Okay, that's regular. That's standard issue cheese.
Chunks of cheese, size of your eyebrows, Scott. Okay. You're going to love it.
Chunks,
there.
Even just the size of, I mean, one little sliver of cheese the size
no,
of
no, we're
eyebrows.
Talking chunks.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're
so small
love
pizzas.
It. That's right. And obviously, I run the pizza place with my guma. I love my guma.
Yeah, what
favorite
about
favorite woman? She's so beautiful.
What about your wife, though?
I don't want to talk about my wife. I want to talk about my guma.
Does your wife...
Don't make me talk about my wife.
Is she upset that you run this place with your guma?
No,
you're spending so much time with
her? She lets me do whatever. She's a doctor.
She's a doctor?
I got 25 kids with her.
25 children?
Everybody's doing great. Going to Brown, Harvard.
Wow. What is she a doctor of?
She's a specialist.
Sure, but of what, though?
Of important parts of the body, Scott. She does surgeries.
Like penis surgeries?
Penis surgeries.
Oh, okay, that's very important.
Primarily butt surgery.
Primarily butt surgeries.
Yeah,
those are important.
BBL. She invented BBL.
Really?
Yeah, she invented BBL.
Okay, I was thinking about getting one of those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you should. You'd love it.
Yeah. But too many people are getting them removed.
Yeah, everybody, well, they used to follow Kim Kardashian's lead here. She had that big, beautiful, freaking ass size of your head.
Now that is the size of a big ass. The size of it. Actually,
one
come
cheek.
To think of it. Oh, one cheek as big as a head. Yeah.
One cheek size of your head.
Sure.
Right?
Okay. I'm worried you don't have an idea of proportional sizes or anything like
no,
that.
No, I know. Her titties, size of your legs. Long titties.
No, we don't want long titties.
The longest titties I ever seen. So anyway, my wife, she does BBLs. She's a big, important lady. I don't want to talk about her.
Okay, but your guma.
My guma.
She runs a pizza place with you.
I love her. Sometimes I look in her eyes and say, how did I get so lucky to have you?
Yeah.
My fucking guma.
Why don't you just divorce your wife and then marry your guma?
No, I could never do that. Divorce? Never.
Is it because of, are you religious? Is
yes.
Which religion?
The one with the Catholic.
Oh, the one with the Catholic stuff. Yeah, probably Catholicism.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I believe in Jesus.
Yeah, he's the main guy. The big JC, we call him.
I believe in the cross.
Sure.
So, size of your fucking head, this cross.
That's the biggest
cross you've ever seen in
your
life.
No, that's very small.
But you know I've been doing stand-up at the pizza place.
How would I know that?
My guma loves my stand-up.
What is your stand-up all about? What's going on?
Oh, well, you want me to read you some of my jokes?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I got some jokes for you.
We have a little time until our guest of honor gets
here.
Yeah,
well, I got jokes for the whole freaking show.
Oh, okay. Great,
I go about 2 hours.
We don't have that much time, but I would love to hear a few.
Imagine this. You come in the pizzeria. You sit down.
Do you have a stage at the pizzeria?
No, we got 1-2 tables. It's intimate.
Do you even have chairs or stools?
No chairs.
So how are people sitting down?
Tiny little benches.
Just tiny benches? What's small, tiny to you?
Size of a chair. Smallest bench you've ever seen in your life. Size of a chair.
I don't know. I don't know how to figure
that out.
And
then I come out, I bring out my big, big microphone.
Okay, how big is the microphone?
Size of your hand. I start doing my stand-up.
The shape of my hand, that would be a weird microphone. Although I guess those are sort of like the Frank Sinatra used to sing in them, when they were circular. And
yeah, no, not circular. No, long, long.
Long, like titties. Like titties. Yeah, okay.
Like a good titty should be.
Okay, right.
Super long. And I start, I'll give you a joke here, okay? Ready?
Okay, here we go.
My guma can't cook. The other day she made me roast chicken. She says, what's the matter? You don't like it? I says, maybe next time take the feathers off of it first. My guma.
Pretty good. I mean, I feel like I've heard it before, but...
My guma can't cook. She can't bake, neither. Other day, she made me an apple pie so bad, I thought it was a peach pie. My guma.
Was it a peach pie?
My guma. She just bought a hybrid car.
Okay.
Says it's good for the environment, because it lowers greenhouse gases.
Sure.
I says, you want to lower greenhouse gases? Don't feed me any more of that meatloaf lasagna, my guma.
Okay, these are good. I mean...
They slay. Oh, my guma, sure. She's dying.
These are good for pizza place jokes.
She's so beautiful, my guma. Every second with her is a blessing.
Sounds like she can't cook, though, or bake.
How dare you say something like that about my guma?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, you said it.
These are just jokes.
Okay,
say
they're not based on truth?
About my wife. Go ahead. But my guma, come on. No.
Can your wife cook or bake?
She's a Michelin star chef.
What? And she does BBLs?
She's a Michelin star.
Has she ever gotten confused and done a like a pot roast on someone's ass?
Absolutely.
And then a BBL in the oven?
She did a full course.
BBL. Man.
First she did one cheek.
Sounds like my dating life.
Wow, see, you could join the pizzeria stand-up. That's good stuff.
I'd love to be one of the roster at the pizza place.
Oh, I'd love to fit
you
in.
Or at least a substitute.
You could come in rotation when I'm in the back cooking the pizza pie. Size of your fucking head. Biggest pizza you've ever seen.
Okay, I don't know.
$25.
For a pizza, like a personal pan pizza? That's too much.
What?
Haven't
you been to New York? These are normal prices.
Okay, I don't know. So a lot of times you can get like one slice for $1, and that's as big as your titty or whatever.
Size of a titty, right? Yeah. But we're talking size of your fucking head. This is the biggest pizza pie you've ever seen. I got to charge it right, okay?
Okay, I don't know. Look, Tony Soni, you're going to act as my co-host for the show.
Oh,
is that
I
all
love
right?
it. I love it.
We have to get to our guest of honor. Is that okay?
Absolutely, Scott. I can't freaking wait. I'm losing my freaking meatballs over here.
I hope you find your meatballs, but...
Papa Pizzeria. Let's do this.
Let's do this. You know him as a stand-up comedian, an improviser, an actor, and now, what the fuck, an author? This is craziness. He has a new book. It's called Dad at Peace. And it's being distributed through something that I've never heard of. We're going to really unpack this when he gets on mic. Please welcome back to the show, Chris Gethard. Hello.
Thank you so much.
This is Tony Soni.
Yeah, and I'm because I live in New Jersey. I'm well aware of Tony Soni.
Oh,
you are?
Yeah. No, you come in all the time. It's
pizza
so good
legend.
To see you.
Yeah, I've been in. I've been in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Where is your shop? Is it in New Jersey?
It's in this beautiful little borough. It's in between Queens and Brooklyn.
So it's one of the boroughs.
Manhattan.
One of the five boroughs?
It's in there. It's one of those.
Okay. Or this is a secret borough? This is like the Harry Potter train station?
Yeah. You know, you have to go on the train.
Yeah. Borough 5.5. Well, it's wonderful to have you, Chris, back on the show. This is very exciting to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You're also a podcaster, I should mention, although we don't like mentioning other podcasts on the show.
Yeah. Beautiful Anonymous is still a thing that exists.
Congratulations. Yeah. It's been going now for probably, if I was going to guess, 7 years?
Nailed it.
Did I really?
7 years. Yeah.
By the way, we are, and I meant to say this in the intro, we're on Do Not Disturb. This is the world's first dingless podcast.
Wow.
I don't know if your show can get there, but eventually maybe it will. But we don't receive text message dings on this show. We're the first dingless podcast in the world. So we're very excited about it for 2024.
Yeah,
so.
You set the bar on that, and then the rest of us try to catch up.
Sure, yeah. I know you're still having dings in yours, but that's okay. You'll get there. You'll figure out the technology.
It's a real 20.
It's a problem, isn't it?
2019, 2020 move.
Yeah. So you have this book. You're an author now. How does that feel?
It feels good. Yeah, I've written some books in my day.
This is more than one book.
Oh, this is my sixth book. Scott.
Sixth book?
Six, yeah. Tell me the titles. I want to know all six.
There was...
Did you write that Hunt for Red October?
I wrote Hunt for Red October. I wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
Wow.
Anything that says Harlan Coben on it, that's me.
Okay, that's you.
I wrote, so this one's Dad at Peace. I also wrote Dad at Pills and The Lonely Dad Conversation. So that's kind of a triptych. And then I wrote.
Are you a father, by the way?
Or I am.
It'd be a flex if you were just lying about this.
Obsessively writing about fatherhood from an
outsider's perspective.
From a childless person's perspective.
Isn't
yeah.
it terrible being a dad? Don't you hate it?
Yeah, nailing it down. And then I wrote one called Lose Well, one called A Bad Idea I'm About to Do. And then many years ago, I wrote one about haunted places in New York called Weird New York when I was in my 20s.
So why so many books? It's like, isn't one enough? Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess it's just a fire that you can't put out. And also, I like doing things when people say that they will pay me money for them.
I guess
so. That's
so,
a nice feeling.
Here's how I feel. I feel like you see all these guys like John Grisham and they have so many books.
It's too
like,
many, yeah.
It's like, okay, you stick to one, but then everyone in the world has to write one as well. So that way there's not less books in the world, but we have more voices out there. And that's what's important is diversification of voices.
Yeah. Give me all the voices. I love it.
Yeah.
Stephen King wrote all those books. And then he wrote another book about writing books. It's like, well, if you're out of ideas, you're out of ideas. You're cannibalizing
yourself. For every book he writes, he should have to delete one of his books. Right? If he's really like, no, this one's good. I want people to read it. Okay, which one are you going to delete? 1963 or whatever the fuck it was.
Which is like a real Sophie's Choice about his own books.
Yes.
Right?
You got to really be confident in your book then.
Yeah.
1963. It's like, it's a date. Yeah. Is it a book?
Let's get it out of here.
What's going on?
Let's cut it out. It's gone. We hate it.
We hate
it.
The shelf, yeah.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you having my back.
But I've been to Tony's Pizza and it's great, although... it's like it's kind of known on the East Coast for a really good pizza, but not great spatial awareness.
Yeah, small portions.
Sort of like a Picasso experience with the pizza. The shapes and sizes are very unpredictable.
I never heard this before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's what all the
write-ups. Have you ever had a piece of pizza where the pepperoni is bigger than the slice of pizza itself?
Not until I got to Tony's place.
Yeah,
no.
That's what we do. Big pepperoni size of your freaking body. On top of a pizza pie size of your fucking head. You can't even fit that pepperoni can't fit in.
Yeah, sometimes you like wrap yourself like up
like
in
a blanket.
Pepperoni. Yeah,
Oh, it's like Love is Blind in there. Everyone's got a blanket on with a pepperoni.
Is that part of the Love is Blind experience? Is everyone goes into the rooms with a blanket?
I'm pretty sure they film it in some kind of warehouse. Everybody's freezing all day and they give them blankets everywhere they go. Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep my eye out for that. So what is this book about? Dad at Peace. If I'm going to really try to figure it out from the title, you're probably the titular dad.
Yeah.
And the piece you're talking about is perhaps a state of mind.
Getting closer. Warmer.
Pizza.
Warmer.
Yeah, Little Caesars.
Colder.
We're colder. Oh.
We're colder.
Yeah.
Peace of mind.
Yes.
Peace that dadhood.
Yes, it's not it's P-E-A-C-E. It's not P-I-E-C-E. Yeah, it's not P-I-E-C-E.
Hey, Tony, are you still in?
Pizza pie. Yay. Yeah, I'm in big time. I'm sold.
So you don't like to read about pizza? You just like to make them?
No, I never read.
Why shit while you eat?
Why would I read? My guma reads to me.
Your guma reads to you?
She reads to me to bed. She reads me a Kindle.
Really?
Mostly romance novels, actually. The Pisces. It's about this lady fucking a merman.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Is that okay?
It's a real book. Yeah.
I've never read that one. Where do they fuck? I don't mean location. I mean like. I guess I do mean location on the body.
He's got a dick. He's got a human dick.
That's not mermaids. Is he like mermaid below the penis?
Mermaid. His butt is part of the tail, but his front is.
So he's got like a slanted kind of thing where his butt is part of the tail, but then it like slides down and it goes like his butt to
it's
his
like
taint
chaps.
Or something.
It's like chaps.
He sounds more kind of like an aquatic centaur than a full on mer creature.
Right, I'm just telling you, you got to read the book. They fuck on the Santa Monica beach. She takes him back in a wheelbarrow back to her house. They fuck in her house.
In a wheelbarrow?
Don't worry. It was recommended to my guma during a book club. Best book everybody had ever read in their entire lives.
Okay. I think I see what's happening. So what is this book about, Chris?
It's largely about me giving up on my life choices because my son is more important than them. But it's good.
What were your life choices?
Kill myself to try to get public access television shows onto cable platforms.
That's right.
Starting to feel like maybe I don't need to fight that fight anymore, and it's time to chill the fuck out a little bit. Yeah.
Well, you've had a successful career. You've had you've starred in television shows.
Yeah.
You've guest starred in really popular television shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you saying that you are sort of reining back on those types of things, or your desire to,
a lot of it was the fear of getting residual checks for 35 cents started to really get even more scary when my child's health insurance depended on my career choices.
Now, health insurance for a child costs more than 35 cents, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We're on the same page on that one. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can't pay for it at that rate.
So is this a book about like, hey, I'm going to give up on acting and making shows and I'm just going to write 6 books?
No, even the books, this will probably be the last book.
A
lot of it is I've started working for a nonprofit.
Wow.
And I'm trying to actually.
That's not a way to make money.
No, yeah.
It's right there in the title.
That lets you know a lot about how things have gone for me in entertainment. That nonprofit is the more profitable choice. Yeah. Yeah.
So you have like I don't want to say day job, but you have like a regular job. What is your job?
I have a job now where there's this great nonprofit called Wellness Together. They place mental health services in schools, and I'm building a whole program with them to send artists into schools to do comedy to help as like a mental health intervention.
And let me guess, you get like a 6-figure check to do this comedy in these schools?
No, I don't get anywhere close to a 6-figure check.
If you want me to come in one of these schools, I'm happy to do my stand.
I would love that so much.
I'm happy to come in. I would love jokes for you guys.
Do you have another joke?
Absolutely, I got tons of them here. Let's hear one of these.
And this is sort of like an audition for apparently this guy's pulling the strings.
Yeah,
for
I can get you gigs in middle schools, high schools. Yeah.
I would love that. Let me know how this
I just have to make sure it's appropriate for a school environment.
I'll find that appropriate one for you. Okay, yeah, here we go. Let's see here.
Okay.
People always say in New York, PU, it stinks. I says, you want to smell something that stinks? Try my guma's meatloaf lasagna. Ay, stinky, stinky, my guma.
Okay, I'm going to make sure that we exchange information before we head out.
You may have to prep the students regarding what a guma is before, because they seem focused on that topic.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say the meatloaf is stinky because it was eating the meatloaf made you have stinky farts, I thought.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's stinky coming out of the oven. It's stinky coming out the butt. It's stinky all the way through.
Okay. Yeah, the whole process. Every step.
P-U-E-U.
P-U and E-U. Yeah.
P-U-E-U.
Yeah.
European Union.
Let me know how this one would go over in elementary school. Let's see.
Yeah, yeah.
My guma took me shopping the other day. Tells me I need a new suit and fast. I says, baby, what do I need a new suit for? She goes, hopefully your funeral, my guma.
Oh, like she's threatening, wishing death upon you.
Yeah.
No, I think that could work.
Yeah, it's
we're gonna talk.
Yeah, it sounds like a Rodney Dangerfield style joke. You don't get no respect, you know. Rodney Dangerfield. You ever see Caddyshack?
Oh, that guy. No, it's not like that at all. This is about my guma, not my wife. I don't talk about my freaking wife.
Okay, yeah.
I would, because it's funny. That is, I would point to Dangerfield as probably the biggest influence on your jokes, so you didn't even know who he was.
No.
I would almost say that you might have looked up Rodney Dangerfield jokes and then just appropriated them.
No. These are completely original.
These are Tony Sony. or So New York. How do you pronounce your actual
so
name?
So New York.
Okay, so
when we arrived in New York, it was So New York. And then over time, we dropped the A and the
O. So your ancestors were just commenting on like, oh, so this is New York.
Yeah, New York.
So, New York.
So, New York? It was originally a question. Should we stay here? So New York?
I guess you didn't have a lot of options, but I guess you could have like gone through the Panama Canal and went to California, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It would have been a longer trip.
Yeah, I guess so. So this is all a book about your experiences as a father as well, and...
Yeah, yeah. And just how that experience has encouraged me to change some of my priorities up and how I'm a happier person for it.
Are you really a happier person? Because a lot of people say, a lot of people in show business, and you're not giving up on show business. We
like
should make 40, that clear.
Like 40%.
40%. You and still then do
the
your
other,
podcast.
And then the other 60%, it's allowing me to really love it again because the pressure is off.
Because the pressure one has when you get into show business, there's a lot of competition, not only in the business, but between you and your friends of like, why is my friend getting this? And I'm not getting this. And, you know, I want to achieve this in my career. And you're just letting go of all of that and saying like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And I think a lot, like you and I have hosted TV shows, and I think a lot about my old TV show and how I used to grind my teeth so hard that two teeth of mine fell out in our writer's room.
Oh, dear.
And I sit there and I go, maybe I should change my priorities now that I have a son. I don't want him to have a toothless father because I'm living a life where I'm opting into a relentless amount of stress that's progressively more low-paying the longer I do this.
One can have a TV show without doing that. I believe I had one.
Turns out I can't.
Okay, I see.
You can. I'm glad for you. Your teeth look great. Mine were literally falling out of my head.
His teeth are the size of a fucking head. Those are
I don't know if you...
considerably smaller. Have you ever seen a human head?
This is a fucking big thing.
Your eyes, by the way, are down, like staring at the floor.
Your teeth are huge.
Have you ever tilted your neck up?
What size are these things?
Let me give you a checkup from the neck up. Here, come here for a second. Here, now you're looking at our heads.
Whoa, look at these things.
They're smaller.
They're the size of fucking heads, these things.
All right, so you do know what a head is.
Tony, have you ever seen a doctor about how you perceive things visually?
Let's see. I went to a doctor for, I had a little, I had a yeast infection.
What?
I didn't know the guys could get those. I had to go to the doctor.
Too much pizza dough?
Too much yeast. Yeah, my guma. My guma says I should be eating less yeast.
Is this a bit? This sounds like the setup to one of your jokes.
Okay, okay. Yeah, you're working from notes right now. it sounds like a great book. Now, let's unpack how people can get it, because here's how I usually get books.
Yeah.
I go down to the library.
No. You're
and,
a fool. You're a fool.
I just walk out with them.
Nope.
And hopefully they don't have, the little sensors in the book.
No. You're living in the past. What you need to do to get books now is go to everand.com, and that's where you can get my book.
What is this?
It's formerly known as Scribd. They just changed the name.
That doesn't help me.
Nope. It's it's just a service where you can sign up, and there's tons of books on there.
It's a place they've commissioned the book.
Yeah.
Then they paid you a certain amount to do the book, and it's exclusively on everand.com.
So what? Yep. Are they selling me the book? It's shipping to my home? Or I'm getting it online.
Your guma can read it to you off of the Kindle.
On my Kindle. I love to hear that.
Yeah.
I'll let it know.
And how many is it the same as pages, or is it how many computer screens is this book?
Great question. Really great question.
Thank you so much.
I don't have the answer offhand. I'm sorry to say, but that's a fantastic question.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, look, we need to take a break if that's okay. Chris, can you stick around?
I would love to.
Yeah, we have some fascinating people on the show. I know you're out of the business, but we have someone who works 40%
out. Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If I were to make you a deal and say like, hey. I have a television show I want you to star in.
Uh-huh.
It's out here on the West Coast. I want you to leave your family behind for, 5 years or so, and I want to pay you $2 million a year, and it's guaranteed to win Emmys. What do you say?
Guaranteed to win Emmys, $2 million a year, but I have to move to the West Coast?
Yeah.
It's Ted Lasso. You get hired on Ted Lasso.
I don't know. There's a part of me that feels like I'm talking a good game, but I'm like, I don't want to move to the West Coast.
It's just the West Coast? How about England? Yes, it's really a Ted Lasso. It's a Ted Lasso spinoff where they're like, here's Ted Lasso's dumber brother.
Wow.
Dan Lasso.
I mean, sounds
Dan
like.
Dan Lasso, yes.
Dan Lasso.
Sounds like a guaranteed hit. Those always work.
But I'm with you.
Lariat.
Yeah.
What do you do?
It's a maybe.
It's a maybe. Good. Okay, that's all I want.
Yeah, I'm not a fool. I'm not a fool, but I'm not scrambling for it. Okay. The pressure is off.
I'll put the $10 million Amen. And the Emmys in escrow.
The
for
10
you.
Million is probably, if we're being totally honest, a real motivator.
Yeah, I mean, look, just
real motivator.
Give the $10 million to
they're
your
not
kid.
Paying you that much at the nonprofit.
No. Turns out, no. Oh, turns that's... out they're not.
I don't get out of bed for less than $1 million.
Really? My wife, she's yeah. making $10 million. I'm like,
you're
Jesus.
Out of bed, right? Who your gave you $1 million making... this morning?
This morning?
Because you're out of bed. You're not just because I know it's audio.
No, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
You're
this
not
first,
laying in
first
bed.
First day I'm out of bed. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to accrue so many days.
Yeah.
Until I finally hit the
too many pepperonis on top of you.
Okay, Tony. All right, Tony. We're going to take a break.
Any other toppings, by the way?
We got pepperoni. We got cheese.
Okay.
We got sauce.
These sound like tiny, terrible pizzas. We're going to take a break.
Size of your fucking head.
Size of her head, of course. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have someone who works in the film industry. We have a vocal specialist, an incredible Comedy Bang Bang episode for you. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Chris Gethard here. He is the author of Dad at Peace, which people can get at the, I didn't write it down.
Everand.
Everand.com.
Yeah.
And where the book is about him intentionally giving up show business. Now, this is different from my experience where I just don't get jobs.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But and I feel bad about it. This you're saying feel good about it.
I was saying, yeah, I'm saying I was like, I was at the stage of feeling bad and then hit a point where I went, I don't want to feel bad anymore.
Right.
So I turned that corner that it sounds like you're.
No, I'm still on that, down, barreling down that highway of feeling bad.
Yeah. I started to really think about life and go, why do I spend 8 to 10 months of the year feeling really scared and bad.
Right, okay.
And then I started making some changes.
I should take that off ramp is what you're saying.
Well, no, not necessarily. But for me, it's turned out really well.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Dad at Peace. We also have Tony Sony here, or Tony So New York.
So New York. Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, wow, hot crowd tonight.
Do you have another joke for us, by the way?
I always have a joke for you guys. How we doing? Everybody enjoying the pizza by the size of their fucking heads? Let's see. My Goomba keeps begging me to go on vacation. I says, okay, where should we go? The Bahamas? She says, I don't care where you go. Just get out of the house. I got a hot date coming over, my Guma. I love her. Oh, my Guma, when I look in her eyes, I think.
Wait, who? This was about your wife or your Guma?
Did I say my wife?
I don't know. I lost my place.
Maybe I said my wife instead of my Guma, which would have been a slip. Because I never talk about my wife till I came on here.
Right.
Now suddenly I'm talking about my wife and that freaking $10 million.
Who do you hate more, your wife or your Guma?
I don't hate my Guma. I fucking love my Guma.
Okay, but you hate your wife.
I go to sleep every night looking my Guma's eyes, I say.
How are you spending so much time away from your wife?
I see.
She sounds like a very accomplished, incredibly attractive woman who's a Michelin star chef as well as an accomplished physician.
Every day with you is a blessing, my Guma.
All right.
Read to me from the kin.
It's a strange life you have. And then you said,
did I overhear too, 25 kids?
25 kids, yeah.
And they're all in Ivy League colleges?
Everybody's doing fucking great. It's amazing. So happy for them.
They're all out of the house, though? You're,
RISD, Harvard, Yale.
These are their names?
Yeah, but guess, listen to this. Yale goes to Harvard. Harvard goes to Stanford.
It's too much to keep track of.
It's too much. I got a headache over here. Yeah. Make me a pizza.
You just spend time with your Guma. You're happy.
Come on. I need a little of that calzone, if you know what I mean.
I don't. You've never mentioned calzones.
It's a pussy. I need a vagina.
Oh, okay. Do you make calzones?
No. Fuck no. Absolutely.
It's just folding a pizza in half.
Pizza size of your fucking head.
Okay, this would be like the size of half a head.
What?
Never mind.
That
All
didn't
right.
make no sense. All size right. of half a head.
All right. Let's.
You mean like a shoulder?
I don't think a shoulder is a half of a head, is it?
Okay.
We need to go to our next guest. Is that all right?
Hey, yeah, I love it.
Okay, great. And Chris, I have your audible a yes from you.
I'm into it.
To our next guest?
Yeah.
It's like being on an airplane. I need
I'm in the exit
visual
row.
Confirmation. Yeah, yep. An audible confirmation that we're okay to go to our next guest.
I'm locked and loaded, ready. Let's
okay,
do it.
Wonderful.
Let's make
do
it happen.
He is someone who works in the film industry. Is it Matthew McConaughey?
I'm excited.
Tom Cruise.
I'm really excited to find out.
Please be Surrey Cruise.
Does Surrey Cruise work in the film industry?
Please let Surrey Cruise come to the podcast.
I don't think it's Surrey Cruise. Surrey Cruise doesn't have a job yet.
We don't know that.
We don't. Well, we don't know. But the ultimate Nepo baby, I'll tell you that.
I know.
Yeah. I'm reading the name out loud. Matthew McConaughey? No, Matthew Zimmerman. Please welcome to the show, Matthew Zimmerman.
So happy to be here, Scott. Thank you so much for having me at the podcast. I hate the stat, so antagonistic.
You hate to stat what?
Start the podcast so antagonistic. But this is a little bit of the problem with the perception of Hollywood is it's a big name if it's somebody you know from on screen or an actor. I work in Hollywood in a very important capacity, and yet you've set me up to be less exciting than these names you know so well.
I apologize for that. Chris, you know this about me. I've always said that the true names above the title on the poster of the film should be everyone but the stars. So you should see the entire credits on a poster above the title of the movie.
I couldn't agree more with you. The poster should be mostly names.
Mostly names. Because honestly, I don't want spoilers on the poster. And, you know, like when I went to see Star Wars, I was like, you know, this is about a guy with a laser sword. Yawn.
This spoiled the whole movie for you. Yeah. You can imply everything just from the poster. I was just looking at the one, an Ashton Kutcher movie what is her name? Rest in peace.
Cameron Diaz?
Brittany Murphy,
yeah.
All I know.
I said rest in peace, and you started doing the Rolodex of all the women Ashton Kutcher's been in movies with who are dead, and Brittany Murphy was the one you remembered. Anywho, point being, it's all midriff on her, and you go, I get what's going to happen in this movie. It's just going to be Brittany Murphy's back for the whole movie.
Okay, yeah, I don't know that factored into the plot at all. But
maybe I misunderstand posters, but the point is, I do prosthetics on film, Scott Ackerman.
You do prosthetics?
Yes, I'm nominated for Maestro this year. I'm nominated for Golda this year. I did the noses on both of them.
You did the nose on Maestro?
I did the nose on Maestro.
That was a really...
That's the star. That should be above Bradley Cooper on the title.
That was a very divisive nose.
A lot of people say that about my noses, but then they look at me and they go, I see what's happening here.
Yeah, you. I didn't want to say anything, but you have a honker there.
A schnoz.
I wonder if I didn't want to say anything is a good lead up to a statement like that. Because all it puts in my brain is you've been sitting there thinking about how big my nose is.
I have. It was a game time decision. I was like, do I mention the size of everyone's nose before when I introduced them? And I decided not to on this show. But with you, it seemed like it was a mistake because you have a giant one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thank you for the compliment. A nose as big as your head, as somebody said.
A nose the size of a couple eyebrows, that thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Not in volume. Eugene Levy or something like that. Yeah. But it's you know, it's Oscar season, and I'm just out here kind of doing the rounds and trying to get myself the awards because I'm overlooked.
Is there a category for prosthetics on the Academy Awards?
This year for makeup, I am nominated for Golda and for Maestro.
But for Maestro? very divisive nose, as Chris said. A lot of people were saying, should it be that big? Should Bradley Cooper, one of the most handsome movie stars, is it like a nose cosplay, you know?
Right. Should they be hiring people with noses that big to play big nose characters?
Yeah, exactly. Like, who has a nose that big that's a movie star? I'm trying to think.
It's very rare to find a movie star with the big bows, but, you know, at the top of my head, it's kind of referenced to the other Bradley Cooper film with Lady Gaga, where she's got the big nose that she points to. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
Never forget that scene.
This dude's obsessed with noses.
Yeah.
What's going on with Bradley Cooper and his nose fetish?
I just wish he was peeing on stage more often, you know?
Did he pee on... Oh,
In
Star is Born.
He starts pissing himself during the speech. But all I could think about was his fake nose in that. Did you do his nose in that, too?
That's how we bet. Yeah, Star is Born, I did his nose.
He had a fake nose in Star is Born?
Oh, yeah. Almost every character you see in a film is fake nose.
Really?
Because of my work, yeah. It's like how most film sound is recorded after the pact on by a Foley artist or anything like that.
Is there any way to, like, clear your throat or... Is this just like a cold you have, or is this
you
like
do speak at, like someone who has a completely closed off nasal passage?
I do have what's the thing with my septum is deviated.
So you work on noses, you don't know what a septum is?
Well, no, just the word didn't occur to me. I'm rarely on microphone, so yeah.
I don't want to make any like conspiracy style accusations, but you sound like someone wearing a fake nose over your own nose.
Yeah, do you mind if we tug on your nose?
I don't want.
Hey, I'm coming for your nose. nose.
Even, it's not even a big deal.
I got the cheeks. You get the nose.
Wait, you're holding me down by the cheeks?
I got the cheeks.
Well, can you move?
No, I'm stuck. I can't move. Yeah. I'm frozen like a cat.
All right, let's fucking head. Okay, okay.
Phew.
Yeah, didn't come off.
Phew. He seems relieved it didn't come off like it's supposed to come off.
A few, my real nose stayed on.
I don't know. I think that thing's fake. I'm coming for it.
That was incredibly aggressive, Christopher Gethin.
Oh, that's, if you ask anybody, my reputation is as an incredibly aggressive human being.
I can tell from you, the, even the shirt you're wearing, Jawbreaker. It's like, I can tell that, I picture you in Berkeley, 1995, you know, punching, kicking an elbow in, as telling everyone that your presence is the present or whatever.
Those are some very accurate references to the 90s punk band Jawbreaker.
So you're out there trying to get the award. Do you think you'll win it? I mean, it was the biggest nose. See, this is the thing, like, you did the biggest nose.
I did the big, and if the reward was just our biggest nose, I do think that should be the Oscar. It should just be biggest nose.
Yeah, I mean,
and it,
like,
would affect the films we watch.
It, on the acting side, it's always who does the most acting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Who shouts
actor.
The most?
Yeah, but I have been snubbed. The only award I have ever gotten was from the MTV Movie Awards for the penis I did in Boogie Nights. which was, of course, inspired by, it was originally a nose prosthetic.
Now, this is John C. Reilly's penis?
It's unseen in the film, yeah. I did all the penises. All actors are wearing prosthetic penises, whether you see them or not.
I knew this because on my show we made everyone wear prosthetic penises. Every guest, every person.
You're wearing the fake penis right now.
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing Kelly Cuoco and going, "Woly moly."
Cuoco, loco.
Cuoco, loco.
Loco, call, loco.
I mean, you should win. I mean, it was giant, that thing.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I hear from me, but also all the below the line. You know, they're cutting them out of the broadcast. Kibble probably isn't even going to mention my name in the show. And it's just, I work so hard on these noses and I change the form of films.
I mean, part of, you know, film is a collaborative medium. So part of it is like you had to find a cinematographer who could fit the nose in frame.
Figure out what lens they're going to use to get the nose in the frame. And I have to work with them on the nose.
Because quite often in that film, like, there was danger of him turning to the side and then the nose just going out of frame. And then
all the time they go, "We got to do that again." The nose left the frame. And then everyone goes, "God damn it, Matthew." And I go, "It's not my fault that the nose is leaving frame. I made the nose accurate to Cooper or whoever he's playing in the movie."
You don't know who he's playing in Maestro?
He's playing Maestro, baby.
Oh, man, I got a joke about Maestro here.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
My guma, she wants me to take her to see Maestro. I says, "If you want me to die, why don't you shoot me in the head? That way I don't have to watch Bradley Cooper sing." My guma.
He doesn't sing a Maestro, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know if you know what Maestro is.
Yeah, he sings. There's a dance montage where he's singing.
Oh, yeah, that little sailor boy.
Yeah, I guess there's the on the town portion of it. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I walked out.
I got to say, for this industry, and I heard some of your discussion earlier. I find that your comedy to be too misogynistic.
Whoa.
It's all at the expense of this woman who you will not commit to.
Whoa, I love my guma. What are you talking about?
You say you love her, but then commit to her. You know, I'm a jilted man. I've been somebody's guma before.
I'm so sorry, really. You're not in a relationship.
My work is my relationship. My nose is my relationship. You know,
that's... Are you trying to say you have sex with your prosthetic noses?
That's not what I'm trying to say. It happens to be true for me.
So wait, so Bradley Cooper's giant nose. How's it feel going in that thing?
Oh, baby.
So freaking good. Oh,
I wouldn't do it if it wasn't absolutely food of the gods for my penis.
Wait, were you doing it like in between takes? Or
No, not till rap. Not till we rap. Oh, okay. Yeah, after rap. Yeah.
Wait, is it still on him?
Would I do it?
Yeah.
It depends what the actor wants. I never force an actor to
but you
keep
do
it
ask.
On for it, but I do ask if they want to.
That's so nice. Sure. That's polite.
It's very
polite.
Like
Louis C.K. used to ask. But you know what? Who was you a guma for? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
So I'm piecing together the syntax of that sentence.
Who's was you a guma for?
I need like a New York translator.
It's like a Dr. Seuss page.
It's not anybody you would know. It's another below. You know, I wish you knew them because I wish again we knew all the below the line people.
Sure, but I think we should know every single person in the world.
Yeah,
Don't you agree?
Well, can I? I don't want to be too divisive, but I do feel like someone has to bring it up. Like, I fully support the idea that below the line workers deserve and need more credit. I'm with you. But you're saying like Kimmel won't mention me because of that. But there is kind of an elephant in the room, which is, you know, that knows a lot of people said it was a very anti-Semitic choice, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like maybe that's why they're not. Maybe that's why Kimmel's not going to specifically shout out Bradley Cooper's nose while hosting the Oscars.
I had read, by the way, that you had the opportunity to take your name off of the film, and you chose to keep it on.
I asked them to make it bigger,
just like the nose.
Just
right?
like the nose.
Size
like
your nose fucking on that head.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting conversation because even to speak out and say the nose is anti-Semitic means that you're being a little anti-Semitic by saying that. To see a nose, like people say it to me all the time, they go, "Whoa, this guy's an anti-Semite." And I go, "Because I'm Jewish and I have a big nose, it's just the way I am."
Yeah. Well, I remember once I was sitting outside my apartment out in the valley. And it was a big Russian population of people. And
this ain't starting good.
Someone came up to me and said, like, "Are you a Russian Jew?" And I was like, "Oh, because of my nose? Oh, no, I'm not." But it felt kind of like I was the victim of anti-Semitism.
Wow. Even though you saying that as a non-Jew is a very interesting conversation piece.
But don't you agree?
I very much agree that man was being anti-Semitic.
Take a lesson from me because I've gotten canceled before. You need to delete that out of the podcast.
Really? You've gotten canceled?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Not Tony Sohn, New York.
So on the stand-up circuit, I got canceled.
Really?
Too much about gumas, I guess.
Every joke.
They hated it.
Okay. Well, I'll take your advice. I'll definitely... Oh, wait. Our editing machine is still broken. Fuck. This thing hasn't been fixed for like a decade at this point.
Oh, God. I don't know.
All right. Well, I guess it stays in. But yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I wouldn't be taking the credit for this nose.
This is unbelievable in 2024 that I can't make Golda Meir and Maestro's nose big, huge, and Jewish without getting some sort of blowback.
I know. I think you can. I just think
it's a pun.
I just feel like it's a little presumptuous to say Kimmel's not going to bring up my nose because he's against below the line workers.
Yeah, when he's probably going to bring it up to talk about how anti-Semitic it was and make a joke about it.
If anything, you know, we should have more Jewish nose representation on screen so people don't think this about the characters. It's not enough Jewish noses out there. Jewish penises, anything that, you know, Jewish bodies need to be represented more on
screen. It'd be hard to do a prosthetic to make a penis smaller.
Oh my God, dang.
Yeah, what's
the cancel this out of the podcast.
Sorry, Tony, do you not want to be my co-host?
Pull back the curtain on that. How do you do that?
Make a penis like for a certain
like Willem Dafoe, there's all these Hollywood urban legends. He has a huge hog.
Right.
If he has to play a small
how
penis,
big,
man.
Sizable.
Supposedly, Willem Dafoe apparently has
Google
the biggest penis in Hollywood.
Is that a Dumois?
What if he has to play a small penis man? How do you.
A certain goblin's penis is a little.
Well, the shade of green, of course.
Well, you know, with Defoe, just as a quick side note, you can Google it. There's a GIF of him in a play swinging around that big thing, and it's incredible.
Oh, dang. I'd love to see that.
The first thing you do...
Oh, it sounds inspiring.
Okay. All
right. It also sounds like you can, like...
Yeah, sounds pretty easy.
He made it pretty clear. How,
maybe you couldn't get it through
the
Kindle.
I'd have to talk to my mom. I don't do technology. She does it for me.
Okay. Well, it's going to look good for you, and it's an amazing penis. But what I would do is, first of all, you try to do all prosthetics practically. So first I would ask if the actor was comfortable pulling penis in, and you do tape or any sort of... you know, hair clips and stuff. What you would do with someone's hair for a wig, you do with the penis too.
Hair clips.
Wow. Yeah. And so it's a long process, you know, I remember when we did The Grinch, I think Jim spent 4 hours in the penis chair before start every day.
The Grinch is naked, so that makes sense.
I saw one of these penis chairs before. So they're laying backwards, right? Their legs are...
It's like in stirrups, sort of?
Their feet are in stirrups, but then the hips and the legs, it's like a gynecologist type situation.
I've never heard the emphasis on the O in gynecologist.
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 Yeah, it's like that. Their stirrups up, their back, and then you pull the penis down between their legs.
Oh, yeah.
And you're working from under them if it's a big one like that. And so, and that way it's totally clinical because you're not looking at their face or their body.
So
or
it's like a car, just, like when you work in a car. Under,
yeah,
you,
and I slide right under there on the little wheelie thing, and I get out and I wipe my hands on a rag because, yeah, inherently you're going to get a little messy. And I throw the rag on my shoulder and I say, yeah, that's going to cost us. But to answer your question, I'm so glad about your curiosity about the business.
Yeah.
I don't know how you did it on the Chris Gethard show. I don't know because public access, if you went natural under your pants or what you did.
Public, once we went to cable, the actual the penis manipulation
panini
was
press.
That was one of the big the paninis press was we actually used I don't that was new technology at the time
I
the paninis
press.
Press you invented the paninis press
yeah
it wow. made everything a lot quicker and flatter
I'm glad it worked
because you don't want any bulges. You know how there's someone on set all the time like smoothing out your sweater or
mint brush the constant
you know,
mint
you don't
brushing.
Want any bulges there down there so
yeah.
use the paninis press
the paninis press it, does it have ridges on it like are we talking like little
ruffles?
Grill marks on there or am I talking just fully toasted?
No, it's like it right now what we do is with ridges, but we're working on, first of all, I've partnered with the Theragun people to do a more of a press that is less ridged and flattening.
Oh, that's good.
But the Venus press was...
It was cool you invented it. I can just say it was around like 2017, 18, we were using it on our show, and it was at that time largely the technology. You say you invented it. It was mostly just, hey... Now it's time. We're going live in 15 minutes. You got to come stick your penis in this panini press.
Yeah.
It's just a panini press and then it's like a George Foreman grill style thing. And then
and they were all hot too, which is complicates the process.
Yeah, really
because,
hot.
Like, you're really stirring.
And the people operating it were hot. So it was hot. They were hot. And they just really just clamped down to make sure no penis showed up on
so
TV.
You're very confused because you're like, I'm looking at a hot woman and this is making it bigger when I want it to be flatter.
Yeah.
When we figure out a better system, we'll use it. But it was discovered by accident by me while making a panini, like most wonderful inventions were. And I went, oh, hang on, this could speed up my penis shrinking for movies.
Wait, so like vaccines were invented by people making paninis?
So your dick just fell into that thing and then you shut it?
Was it an accident or were you doing
like, oh,
it just experiments?
So many questions.
My dick's also
I kind of want to know if it just flopped in there or if you just had a moment of inspiration.
Like any decent human being, I make my sandwiches naked, Winnie the Pooh style, pants down.
Well, that's how I make all my pizza pies, too. No pants.
Well, that includes the yeast infection, then.
Absolutely. You got to watch out for that.
It flopped in while I was making myself a brie ham and apple sandwich.
You put the apples in the press?
What's that?
No, never mind.
You got to put the apples in the press. I mean, the
apple slices are already flat.
You don't press the apples. You press the sandwich with the apples inside
the
of them.
The apples need to be hot.
Sorry, Tony.
The apples need to be hot, too.
He's about to blow his top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You got me fired up.
Hey, sorry we're talking about penises so much to our listeners. This is what happens when you get four guys talking on a podcast.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Don't get me started on my hog.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. Do you have anything else in the works here? Any movies coming up?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of exciting stuff on the pipeline right now. Mm. Let's see. As far as nose prosthetics, we're working on, I'm working with Marvel for a new nosy superhero.
Really?
Yes. So that should be interesting.
Is this a superhero that exists or this is a
what? Superman. It's a Jewish Superman.
I don't know about
Marvel.
This.
What? What?
What do you mean?
I had hoped that was your speech impediment.
This Jewish Superman. It's Marvel's a great
Superman already was.
He was invented by two Jewish creators.
Yes, but they never engage with his Judaism, do they? Martha Kent and
there was always at least three pages devoted to him. You know, going and reciting from the Torah. In between adventures?
I do remember.
Went over huge in the late 30s. They loved it in the late 30s.
I don't care what Lex Luthor's doing. It's the Shabbos. We'll see you tomorrow, Superman.
God wouldn't want... Or G/D, sorry. All right, look. Good luck to you at the Oscars coming up.
Thank you. Please pray for me or whatever you do. Vote for me if you're on the committee or whatever.
You think Bradley's going to thank
neither.
You? You think Brandley?
Yeah, will Bradley thank you?
Bradley's going to win, but do you think he's going to thank you?
He better. He better. I mean, I would feel very disappointed. If there's a camera on me while he's doing his speech, you will see my disappointment fall from my face and my nose.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's going to be a big camera on you.
I don't think the camera's going to see anything but that nose. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. It's my calling card in a lot of ways, so I don't mind people remembering.
Do you just model all of your prosthetics on your own nose? Is that what it is?
Caught. You caught me.
Really? I thought you're calling me Scott.
Even the dick stuff, too?
What's that?
Even the dick?
Yeah, it's on me. It's like how Fosse, everybody made fun of the way Fosse danced, and he said, I'm going to make it a whole version of dancing, and everyone's going to dance like me, even right. The king of bop.
So the Boogie Nights dick is based on your nose?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Asked and answered. All right. Well, good luck to you at the Oscars. We're going to have to take a break. Can you stick around, though?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. When we come back, we're going to have a vocal specialist. So, you could use this. This will be exciting for you.
How do you mean? Why would I need it?
When we come back, we're going to have more with Chris Gethard. We're going to have more Tony Soni, more Matthew Zimmerman, plus a vocal specialist. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Chris Gethard. Dad at Peace is the book, and one can access this by going to something.
Everand. Everand.com. Thank you so much. Scott.
And or Everands?
Everand.
Everand.com.
Yeah.
Easy to remember.
Yeah.
Because, Matthew, what were you going to say?
Oh, I just like learning that the previous app was called Scribd. I pronounce it scribed in my head when I would use it.
Was it a double B?
Scribd.
You may be correct.
I don't know.
I believe it was. I thought it was Scribd as someone who wrote for them. But
yeah. I'm sure they've said
either
it.
Either way, that's dead and gone.
R.I.P. Scribd.
Or Scribd.
I hope my copy of Eddie Baker's play, The Flick, isn't also gone with that app.
I think it's still out there somewhere for you.
I hope so.
And if it's not, I'll buy you a copy. What do you say?
Whoa, and I'll buy you a copy.
What was that?
Like a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee?
You guys want a cup of coffee?
We also have Sony New York here.
I made you all pepperonis, by the way.
Yeah, you just gave us a slice of pepperoni. And when
there
you say
go.
You
what
made
for
it,
you? What for you?
You didn't heat it up or anything.
It's like just... Oprah. I'm throwing them out like frisbees.
Oh, so you're Oprah, not the pepperonis like Oprah.
No, the pepperoni's not like Oprah. It's the size of a head.
Right. Oh, the size of Oprah's head. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never seen her in real life.
That's our once in real life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't get a car from her.
No.
Yeah, you expect her to just like give out cars everywhere she goes.
Not even a Hot Wheels or anything?
No, I was at a wedding and it was like, hey, I'm here.
You were at Stedman's wedding.
Yeah, that's right. That was a Stedman's wedding.
Well, she was probably in a bad mood.
All right, let's get to our next guest. Hopefully they're in a good mood. She's a vocal specialist. Please welcome to the show Chutney C. Rabbit.
Hello.
Beautiful.
Would you listen to that? Wow.
Let me show you something really quick.
Oh, okay.
Hi. Hello. Spot the difference?
Yeah, one, it seemed like you were doing like a Grover impression.
That is correct.
Yeah. And then the other was?
The other was from my glottis.
Ah, I see.
A lot of glottis in your voice, Scott. Really good.
Is that a compliment or is that a slam? I can't.
No. That's no dig.
Oh, okay.
That's a compliment.
Thank you so much.
You've got a lot of glottis. I'm worried about the other two.
Whoa, I hope I have some glottis in me too.
Tony's all yeast.
There's
all
three,
yeast.
Yeah, three other people here in the room, by the way, not just two.
Chris is great. Chris is all glottis. It's great.
Oh, thank you so
great.
Much.
Great. Yeah,
thank
it's gorgeous.
You so much.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. There's a nice husk. Yeah.
Oh, thank
great.
You. That's quite nice of you.
And then, of course, there's Matthew over here.
Glottis night.
Matthew sounds like his vocal cords have turned to dust.
It's quite possible.
It's possible. I haven't been to an ENT in years.
Sounds like you're sort of underwater all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Like why haven't you been to an ENT? At least go to the N.
Those? Hey.
that took you a little while.
I had to go through each letter to know what he meant.
That's all right.
Chutney, it's so great to have you on. Now,
it's
you're a vocal specialist.
That's correct.
What do you do? Who do you work with? All these questions.
I've worked with all the greats. I've worked with Ruben Studdard.
Okay.
I've worked with Fantasia Barrino.
Oh, okay.
I've worked with David Archuleta.
Okay, so a lot of American Idol people.
Were they all second place people?
Yes, mostly runners-up or top 10.
Oh.
Now, Ruben won.
But they all made Los Angeles. They all made it to L.A.
Yeah.
Or Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ruben won.
That's right. Clay Aiken came in second on that year.
Clay came in second, but sort of had a better career afterwards.
I mean, who can say?
But that's neither here nor there.
Sure.
Clay Aiken, more like Slay Aiken.
Did I stutter?
I would say more like my ears are aching, but...
Hey, that's pretty good. You could use that at the pizza shop.
Show me to ghostwrite for you your jokes, or
my grandma writes all my jokes.
Wait, your grandma's writing all these jokes about her?
We're not talking about it right now.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah, all right. Her. So let's talk about vocal specialists and the job that you have of being one.
Yes.
What do we look out for when we use our voices? What are these things that we should be doing or should not be doing?
You should be using your diaphragm, not to be mistaken with diagram.
Okay. Sure, there's an extra H in there. Somewhere.
Yeah, one's
Scott
one's
furiously
more like,
crossing out of the spelling on the paper there.
You should be drinking. You should be hydrating, and you know they say the voice is the portal to the soul and the rest of the inside and the outside of your body. I learned
who
that.
Says that because they say that about the eyes.
I learned that at the Institute.
Oh, what's the Institute? Where is
it?
It
is in the Glendale Galleria. And I went into a lot of debt doing that, but I got a master's there at the Institute.
So this is the Galleria. This isn't even the...
It's the in the Galleria.
The outside mall? I mean, that's...
It's in the second... It's, so it's in the it's dead in P2 Galleria? Of the Galleria. It's oh, okay. under P1.
This is very specific to LA people, but they built an outdoor shopping mall.
It's an indoor parking structure. It's in a structure on the lower level okay. of a mall in Glendale.
You'll
yes.
see it. You're more likely to see it if you're not going to... You don't want to pay for parking at the Americana. You yeah. go to right. the free lot right there. Yeah. You
that's
walk right
correct.
By the Institute.
Even I know this from New York.
That's
you
right.
park you can, over there, you walk over.
On your way to Potato Quarter.
So this is where you studied.
That's where I studied. I learned a lot about the voice. I learned a lot about the body.
I hope so.
And yeah, and I'd love to talk to you guys kind of about, you know, I consider myself a little bit of a voice psychic.
What's
wow.
Oh, I don't know
a
what
voice
that means.
Psychic.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the voice kind of carries all your stinkers and your secrets. I can hear it in the way you talk. I can tell a lot about you.
I can tell you're guess full my of secrets? Stinkers over there. I can tell.
Because my big nose?
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
How's your meant, with
Scott,
that big nose?
You're going to get canceled.
Hey.
So take us through what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, take us through.
I want to know if I have more stinkers or more secrets.
Yeah. Well, okay, so, okay, Chris, just take me through just what your day sounds like. You know, take me through what your morning was, and then based off that, I'll let you know what I'm getting from your voice.
Okay, so just describe my day.
Okay, I heard everything I need to hear.
Wow.
Okay.
He didn't even really do it. He just said he.
I was just asking for clarification. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. How's your fiber intake?
Seems low.
Why are you looking at me, Chris?
Because it's kind of eerie, actually. Oh. I've been dealing with a bunch of stomach stuff lately.
Do you have like diverculitis?
What do you got, SIBO?
I actually just recently had a colonoscopy. They're trying to. That's wild. That's actually wild that you nailed
that's
that.
That's crazy. Wow. What were the results of the colonoscopy?
I mean, it was so recent, I'm actually still waiting.
You're
on
still
it.
Waiting.
The
yeah.
fact that you could immediately sense some that is
incredible.
That's huge.
That is shocking.
That's huge. You're a magician.
I'm not going to lie. I was a skeptic and rolling
now you're
my eyes at it.
100%
and I want to
apologize.
Fully on board.
Psychic.
Fully on board. Take my money. Tell me what you need. That was incredible.
Okay. I gotta counsel you. Don't give money.
Okay.
Well,
okay,
this is the well money wait a minute.
This is your children's.
I take money.
No. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. What's okay?
You just have to send it over the Cash App.
Okay. Cash
totally
app.
Legit.
No apps, no things. Anyway,
Cash App is the least shady of the.
What else did you get from Chris?
Okay. Fiber intake. Talk a little more.
And again, you just need me to go ahead and
okay. Oh no.
What? Oh no.
Oh,
this
no.
is bad.
Oh no.
It's bait.
Oh no.
What?
You're going to die soon.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh no.
I'm so sorry, Chris.
Oh what? No.
How? You're on board.
How?
Did you recently watch a tape?
Like
you're going to die
like
in 7 days.
This is really, really strange.
Oh my God.
This is really, really strange. But I was driving in New Jersey where I live.
Right.
And I saw a garbage bag on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what came over me, but I just said, I need to see what's inside mm-hmm. it.
What?
And there was a VHS tape.
No.
Where did you watch the VHS tape?
Well, that
tape?
Was the thing. I felt really compelled to watch it. I went to a series of secondhand shops and thrift stores until I bought a number of VCRs that no longer worked.
The RCA hookups and everything?
Shocked how often they don't work when
right.
you find it. And I finally found it. And it was almost like this weird compulsion came over me. And then, yeah, when I watched the tape, there was this... woman who had very kind of sunken
oh,
eyes.
Oh, that bitch.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
her well?
You know that bitch?
Hey,
you know yeah. that bitch?
Don't call women bitches, okay?
No, this,
oh, no,
one,
this one is like...
This one in particular.
You,
I'm with you.
Me.
I'm with you. But yeah, this one was a visible bitch.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it's
yeah,
kind
the
of
one
just,
that crawled out of the TV and all that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And
oh, you
mumbled
mean a
bunch of things.
Oh, whoa, Tony.
Oh, whoa,
wow.
Tony.
Remember, there's a lady present.
That's insane.
Oh, sorry.
That you could tell
yeah,
that from my voice.
My wife was here.
Between that and the stomach issues. Wow.
And Scott, you have good credit is what I'm getting from your voice.
I do. I've barely spoken, but yeah, I do have good. Yeah. Wow.
I was just ruminating on that.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow. So gonna die in 7 days. Sorry about that, but I have good credit. So that's.
Matthew, I didn't get to hear from you enough.
Oh, God.
I'm too scared to talk.
You don't want the dying in 7 days thing?
I'm too scared to know anything. I don't want to know anything. I'm too scared to
Are you able to smell through your nose?
No.
Yeah.
What do you smell through? Your butthole?
What?
Orally?
No. Orally and anally. Yeah. It's like any sort of thing where you lose the scent somewhere, it becomes stronger elsewhere.
Oh, the daredevil.
Unfortunately, smelling through your butt means that I'm constantly stinking.
Oh, no.
Or smelling stinks.
Smelling just, yeah, fart sounds.
But, yeah, I do have trouble smelling. But I'm a very superstitious person, and this is making me so anxious for Chris, of course. Happy for Scott's credit, but...
What do you got, 800?
So many people I need to call.
I'm actually 1,600. What? They do it on SAT scale.
1,600?
Yeah. Mama Mia P3, that's me.
My credit is 418.
Bunch of regrets.
Dang,
I have
really
a bunch of apologies I need
mean, honestly,
to make.
Honestly, Chris, it's great to know that you're going to die, right?
No,
like,
you
I
guys
would hate to die in 7 days and not know about it.
I'm not trying to be a buzzkill. You guys can just keep talking about your credit scores. It's just I'm going to process my
Chris, well, but Chris, death. But let me tell you this. Yeah, you're going to die in 7 days, but they're going to be the most extraordinary 7 days of your life. You're going to fuck. You're going to laugh. You're going to feast. You're going to play with small animals.
Really?
Do you remember his voice?
In that order?
I hope so.
Sounds like an average day with Michael Moss.
Because I gotta say, if it's the small animals and then the fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck the small animals. That's all.
And then a feast, or don't eat them after you fuck them. Don't eat them at all.
I'm having a hard time reading you. Is the Guma your relative or someone?
Well, no, my Guma, I love my life. Smartest woman. She is a gift from God. I stare into her eyes every day.
But are you related to her?
Right.
She is technically a distant cousin.
When you say distant, what do you mean? Like she lives a couple towns over?
Like she's your aunt, your aunt's daughter?
Yeah. She's my uncle's...
That's so distant.
My uncle's daughter. Something like that.
Oh, okay. Got
something
it.
Like
she's
that.
She's my kuma.
Sure.
I love her today. She makes me a better man when I look at her.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, your first... Cousin?
First cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the distant ones.
You I'm having a hard time reading because there's just so much pizza dough blocking. I can't hear.
Yeah, you're like spinning
I'm not
up.
Getting
there,
any
there's
messages.
Just morsels of like pizza
it's
coming out of your
yeast.
Mouth every
Everybody
time you
relax.
Talk.
Come on, I
That's
love
not making
reading.
Me feel better than you.
No worries.
No, it's just coming out of your pores.
Just
it's
a little
everywhere.
Yeast.
Yeah, you're sweating yeast.
Your yeast infection is like rising. It's like coming out
you're
of
almost
your
rising.
You're rising.
Oh, you're an Aries cusp and a yeast rising. That's right.
What can I say?
What are some of these? Can we do anything with our voices? Like say like hypothetical, like Chris doesn't want to die in 7 days. Can
sure.
he do something with his
I
voice
don't.
To make him?
That's not hypothetical.
It's not
just,
hypothetical?
Just to make
okay.
it clear that
it's
is
just pie in the sky hypothetical.
That is the
he doesn't
reality.
Want to die in 7 days.
Hey, I'll shoot you in the head if you want.
No,
yeah,
I just
don't
said
want
I,
the 7 days.
If you don't want to die in 7 days,
I just don't want to. To be clear, the 7 days is not my issue. It's,
if she, if she
I don't want to die.
We'll pay
she?
For it.
She?
Oh,
what
sorry.
The fuck are you talking about?
Sorry, Tony. Tony, we're brothers.
Oh my God.
Sorry to misgender you, Tony.
Jesus.
I do it to bust your balls.
Yay! I bust your balls. You stupid little piece of shit.
I do feel a feminine kinship to you. I feel a warmth from
Tony. Oh,
that's
nice to hear. Yeah.
But okay, what do you? If you don't want to die in 7 days, I hear you. Okay, I can take you guys through some warm ups.
Yeah,
that's gonna help.
Let's have some warm-ups.
We got to get Chris's voice as healthy as possible, otherwise.
Yeah, maybe you could make it to 8.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's. So, tip of the tongue today.
And we're supposed to say this.
That's correct.
Tip of the tongue, tip of the tongue, tip of the tongue today.
And it's still coming up big that he's gonna die.
Oh. Really?
Oh, gosh,
yeah.
No.
Can you make an adjustment? You know how when you go into a chiropractor, they make an adjustment that actually fixes your thing.
I hear you.
What
okay.
do you do?
Okay. Okay. We got to pull out the big guns. I do this for those that have nodes or throat goblins. You got to get into the lowest register possible. And you guys are familiar with the song "Pocket Full of Sunshine." So as low.
I got a pocket full of sunshine.
I don't know that I know that song, Chris. Maybe
weird. No, it's a classic from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
I know that it's all by the. Oh.
Oh, he sounds like he's gonna die. Right?
Yeah, his notes are dust.
Can you take it a little lower, Chris? Maybe do that pocket full of sunshine song.
Pocket full of sunshine.
Okay, all right.
Sort of like
I love it in spoken words.
I'm in a very bad headspace right now, guys. I don't necessarily need notes.
Put your phone down. Stop texting your family. It's
I'm
okay.
telling them that I love them, and I'm telling my brother that I need to see him soon.
Well, it's not like you're on this podcast while you're on your phone.
Yeah, put it down. It's not like you're on the plane going down right now. Like, you have 7 days.
Chris, I've just realized something. It's your brother who's going to die in 7 days. You're fine.
No. No, that's not. That's
hey,
almost
Chris,
worse.
It's just
congratulations,
brother.
Buddy.
That's almost worse in so many ways.
I'll shoot him in the fucking head.
No, that's not what
I
mean.
No, you don't need to kill him.
Yeah, we'll pay for it. I'll take care of it.
Pay for what exactly? Like the
I'll
bullet?
Pay for all the expenses. Yeah, you know, the buying the gun, the bullets.
Make sure you put me up somewhere nice.
Mailing the bullet to your brother's widow.
But don't worry, he's gonna fuck. He's gonna suck. He's gonna be small animals. He's gonna
fucking suck. My brother's gonna fucking suck before he dies.
Think about that.
Matthew, fuck him with his big nose.
If he wants it, I'll do it. I mean, everybody wants one nose fuck before they die.
That is true.
I gotta decide if I'm gonna tell him or if I just let him live his life.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I know from very recently what it feels like to know you're gonna die, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I know what.
Go ahead.
No, by all means.
I just learned from a crossword that Nobel started the Nobel Prize after mistakenly seeing his own obituary. So maybe you could do something now that you like. Yeah.
He didn't mistakenly see his own obituary, by the way. They mistakenly printed an obituary.
Oh, they didn't print it behind his back. And then
he hadn't broken into the newspaper office and rifled through the drawers.
That's a fun word, obituary. It's like a dance in my mouth.
I was not confused a fun by that because I thought it was going to be the obies. I thought the word was the obies because of the obituary part of it. And then it turned out to be Nobel's. Anyway.
Tell me something. I need my future told over here.
Yeah, yeah. What do we got for Tony Sony?
I got issues with my fucking wife.
Yeah, that's very. But your wife sounds tremendous. I'd love to meet your wife.
She's she works for the president and everything.
She works for the president?
So, like the current one?
Yeah, and she's.
I thought she did butt lifts.
She does.
I'm getting something.
That explains a lot.
Biden's been looking.
You seen him trying to go downstairs?
She did the dog too. Yeah. She made that dog bite everybody.
Your wife did that?
Oh yeah, yeah. They wanted the dog to be more aggressive.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow. So experimental science kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony, I have to say, when I first met you, I did not imagine you'd apply so much to current events.
You seem like a stereotype from 40 years ago.
Hey.
You know, like I love
current,
you.
Current, like, I'm fresh.
That right there actually was kind of a stereotype.
What?
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
What are you getting right now?
I'm getting something pretty wild.
Whoa.
And I want you to be okay with the fact that your wife is not just doing political stuff with Joe Biden.
Whoa.
They were involved.
You mean
what? Joe Biden is
kind
her
of
guma?
Involved are we talking about?
Are they doing the horizontal mambo?
Is she Biden's guma?
They're doing the limbo, they're doing the mambo, they're doing the mambo number 5.
Oh,
and
no,
there's a third involved.
No.
It's what? Your guma.
No. What?
No.
Not my guma. Not the woman of my freaking dreams.
Your wife, your guma, and Joe Biden
are all fucking?
And sucking.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Be bad enough with the fucking.
Oh, no. I'm going to be puking. I'm puking my pizza pies off.
Okay. Now, no, the no, yeast no. coming out of your
That's
body.
That's so bad everything. For your voice. There's so much reflux happening.
Oh, there's so much yeast everywhere.
Okay, now there's tomato sauce coming out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Am I crazy or are you getting physically smaller?
Those pepperonis are the size of dimes.
Are you getting smaller?
You're like 4 feet tall right now.
What the fuck is going on?
Some Charlie in the Chocolate
Factory.
You're
like the size of Francesca Bolognese right now.
Is he made of fucking pizza?
You're smaller ingredients? Than your own pepperonis.
Please.
And now you're Oliver Twist?
Please.
What, just because you say please? Not anyone who says please is like Oliver Twist, I gotta say.
Please.
My bad.
Otherwise, we'd have a terrible society if no one could say please
I'm
without people accusing
people
them of being Oliver
Twist. Oh, man. Every time someone's polite, I always think
Tony, are you all right? Do you need some pizza put back in your body?
Yeah. Give me a pizza size of my fucking head.
Okay, yeah, literally, that's a big pizza now. Yeah.
No wonder you thought heads were so small.
Tony, do you want any other toppings besides cheese, sauce,
pepperoni?
And pepperoni? Or?
Like maybe mushrooms?
It's a pizza
or
pie.
You could put mushrooms on a pizza or
sausage.
Right,
this is your freaking Domino's.
Olives?
Guys.
Scott doesn't have an oven. Let me put it in the Panitas press here. Just okay. Pick it up
here, how about we all just warm it with our bodies?
Put me in there too.
Okay, yeah. Let's all do dog pile on top of the pizza.
Let's all just pile up.
Yeah. Well, let's get it up to body temperature.
Not the Matthew's penis.
All right. The pizza's up to 40 degrees now.
40 degrees. Here you go.
Okay, I'm doing better.
Okay, yeah, yeah, you've shot up another foot and a half.
I have to say, I am a little bit superstitious, but I also have a bit of skepticism in me. And so far, none of your predictions are provable, Chutney. I mean, it seems like you maybe realize that if Chris doesn't die soon, we'll know you're wrong. So you pick someone further away from all of us.
Well, why don't we all meet at this same spot in 1 week?
I'll tell you what,
and we'll see if Chris's brother dies.
We'll take a break right now, and then we'll meet in 1 week. We'll take a week
Perfect.
Break.
Perfect.
Here we go. And we'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Hi, everyone, and we're back. It's 7 days later.
You guys like my haircut?
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
It's not great.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. And I would, to answer your question, yeah, I do.
Suck it, Matthew.
I do like your haircut.
So it all came true?
Not exactly.
Oh, really? What happened?
But close enough.
Close enough? What does that mean?
I want to know more.
My brother's not dead, but he's living a life worse than death.
That's what I meant.
What, is he married?
Well, I wish you'd been more specific.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Life worse than death?
He lost all his crypto.
Okay, wait, he lost all his crypto?
That is it?
That's
this
it?
This is real. He lost all his crypto.
I was vague. I said death comes in many shapes and forms.
Not just his Bitcoin. Not just his Bitcoin.
No,
I would hate it if I lost all
his
my crypto.
Ethereum.
No NFTs.
Is yeah. Is weird yeah. political ones.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
No hologram of Joe Biden. Nothing
His Dogecoin?
Left. No Doge. Oh, no Doge a cat. No Doge coins.
Did he fuck and suck and have a big meal and see
I would hope.
Small edibles?
I know that he did have at least one or two big meals because I was there. I didn't ask my brother. I'm
going to
sit
Red
at
Lobster?
A dinner table with my brother and casually say, hey, you've been fucking and sucking lately?
How many weird. I talk to my sister about that all the time.
Who's your sister?
She's a twin.
We don't have time to talk to them about that. But next time, bring her on.
A twin?
Doesn't that mean your twin?
I don't want to talk about it.
I guess it doesn't mean that.
Yeah,
I guess
you could have twins.
Could be the twin
you could
of
have
another
twins.
Sister.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
correct. She's a twin, not mine.
Okay, interesting. Well, this is, I mean, I'm so glad we met back here just to prove that everything you were talking about is exact.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Chutney, where can people find you and find your services?
I'm doing a pop-up shop at P3 in Pasadena. Oh. You guys can come, and all you have to do, all you got to do is talk to me for, 10 or so seconds, and, I'll take care of the rest.
Okay, this is good. Yeah. All right, well, we are running out of time here on the show. We only have time for one final feature.
What is it?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's a little something called plugs. All right, that was Plugs by Trendy Dad. Thank you. So that could be a title of one of your future books, although you're
I don't
say
think
you're
I'm
going to
write
books.
Anymore. I've realized life's a little too short. And
it really is.
I'm going to spend most of my time just telling the people I love.
And fucking and sucking and playing with animals.
That I did also play with some very cute small animals in the past
week.
You
did? So, okay, good for you.
Capybara.
What are we talking, hamsters?
Capybaras, mostly.
Oh, okay, good. what do we have? What are we plugging? Chris, obviously, the book Dad at Peace is out right now, and people can get that how?
At everand.com. Mm-hmm. And also, if you want to know more about that nonprofit I'm building, you can go to laughingtogether.org.
Laughingtogether.org. That's mm-hmm. wonderful. All right, Tony, New York, what do you want to plug?
Hey! Okay, obviously, I want to plug my grandma. I fucking love her. She is my world.
She's your first cousin.
She's my cousin. I love her to death. I got no notes over here. And I want to plug one of her favorite people's accounts, at LILYYILY.
Too complicated.
Rolls off the tongue. No notes on that either. Can never be changed. Also, this book changed my life. Hey, Randy, and hopefully going deep on CBB World soon. Mm-hmm. And just everybody out there, just be nice to your grandma.
And your guma.
And my guma.
A whole episode ragging on your guma that you said that.
My guma.
This is like Don Rickles at the end of his show. He's done like an hour about racist comedy and then, hey, we all got to get along with each other.
My guma's going to the deli the other day. She says she's getting an Italian beef. I says, I got one right here. She says, that last time that gave me food poisoning. My guma.
Okay. She writes these jokes?
So she was in Chicago then?
No, she was in New York. She was getting Italian
beef. Is that a Chicago?
She got a Chicago. Chip.
That's a notoriously Chicago beef.
People don't say that.
Hey, we were in Little Chicago in New York.
Oh, it's great how there's a Little Chicago in every major city.
Then we went to Little Las Vegas. So we went to Little Cincinnati.
All right, Matthew, what do you want to plug?
Well, of course, any of my films, root for me at the Oscars. And then there's Mad Dog Pod, the Improv and Conversation podcast. There's BigGrandeWebsite.com for all comedy from the group Big Grande. And on CBB World, there's Eat, Pray, Dunk with Bill Walton and Hey Randy.
That's right. And Mark Rennie's back on that show.
Mark Rennie is back. We lost him for a month, and now he's back.
All right,
and funnier than ever.
All right, and Chutney C. Rabbits, what do you want to plug?
I have a book coming out called The Voice is the Penis of the Upper Body, How to Communicate, Express Yourself So You Don't Hurt Yourself, Take Better Care.
Okay, great. That's just like an addendum at the end. Take better care.
That's all in the title.
Okay,
apparently untrue, the nose is the penis of the upper body. I disagree. I'm going to write a competing book.
Put that next to my book at Borders.
Yes,
Michael Ian Black, Meghan McCain style books where they... Never mind. all right, I want to plug CBB World. We mentioned it. We have great shows over there. All the CBB Presents episodes. We just put out a... what do? We just, Alimony Tony just had a big Valimony Shoney show where he had his ex-wives on the show. We also have Scott Hasn't Seen. We're in the middle of Oscar month. We have Neighborhood Listen over there. Threedom, by the way, is starting back up this week, season 6 on Thursday. Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, and myself, we are starting up our new season. So we want everyone to, if you've somehow gotten rid of the subscription, resubscribe to Threedom and listen. We're doing new episodes starting this Thursday, as well as Threemium episodes on CBB World, as well as Apple Podcast Premium. And I think the action figures are sold out. And I think there's probably still like 20 tickets left for our show in May. Is it in May? I think so. Or April? I can't remember. For the Netflix Is a Joke Fest? I think it's April? I can't remember. Anyway, head over to Netflix Is a Joke Fest.com. I don't know where the fuck you're supposed to go. Anyway, let's close up the old plug bag.
Hello? 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 Hello?
All right, that was Ode to Hello by Abby. Thank you so much, Abby. And if you have a plugs theme, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs. Guys, I want to thank you so much. Chris, it's so great to have you. Good luck with book number 6.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And thank you so much. I know you were in the middle of shows in San Diego and drove all the way down here to do, or up here rather, to do the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm out here pounding the pavement, making things happen, Scott.
Thanks,
thanks for having me. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. And look, hey, Matthew, good luck at the Oscars coming up in a few weeks.
Hey, the pleasure was all mine.
And Chutney C. Rabbits, great to have you. I'll make it out there to P3 in Pasadena.
Goodbye.
Okay. And Tony's in New York.
Hey.
Hey, I bust your balls, but you know I love you.
Hey, you know that you're the love of my life. Every time I look at your face, size of a big pizza pie, I think.
You're shrinking again. What's going on?
One day with you.
Oh, no. Oh. We need to get more more pizza. Everyone lay on the pizza. Lay on the pizza. Dogpile on the pizza, everyone.
Oh, no. My nose just stuck through Chris. Chris, are you okay? Chris, are you okay?
I'm bleeding. All right. We'll see you next time.
Fucking suck. Thanks.
Play with small animals.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.